Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1007. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Berubar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rem Moshe. And the Refuah Shleima Golda Bas Sarat Cyril Shatakahav Refuah Shleima B'Soich Shechol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, I just want to talk about a few various different things which come up in reference to some various different appliances. Not one in specific, but interesting things people should keep in mind, what they could do, what they can't do, and so on. Okay. So an interesting thing brings down the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos. We've been quoting quite often from on page 127. He says like this, that there's no issue with, if an alarm clock did not yet go off on Shabbos, one may lower the volume. For example, I know by myself, sometimes people have a radio alarm clock right by their bed and so on, and it's set to go off, or sometimes they turn it off. I know by yourself, I turn it off before Shabbos. So now the question is, let's say I forgot and it's already Shabbos and I realize, you know, what am I going to do? So what one could do, they could, if they have this alarm clock, it's just a question of the volume and everything is off, right? We've been talking about with the air conditions and so on and the timers, everything is off, everything is status quo. It's supposed to go off tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock or whatever to wake you up. I don't want it going off. So all you got to do is if an alarm clock did not yet go off, one may lower the volume. You just turn down the volume down to nothing. And it's off. There's nothing being taken place, right? The alarm clock, the radio, whatever it is off. You're not lowering volume or raising the volume because it's off. You're just turning the knob. So you have over here what's called, right? We call in Hilchas Muksa the radios in general. We call a klish a malachta le'iser, and you're allowed to move a klish a malachta le'iser, assuming that there's not going to be any changes in numbers, electric, and so on, which we've been talking about. If you need a place or you need the thing itself, over here you need the thing itself not to go off, right? So you turn down the volume, nothing's happening, it's off right now, it's just going to go off tomorrow morning. So like this, even when it does go off, you won't hear anything and you are good to go. It's an important thing to keep in mind. Sometimes people forget to turn off their radio alarm clock that has been set from the day before. Another interesting thing he brings down, also in reference to an alarm clock. These are cases, let's say people set their alarm clock or was on from before and they didn't realize, so they want to just turn it off. The same thing over here. Let's say somebody has an alarm clock, maybe the old time alarm clocks, the ones that ring, possibly. So say same thing. They want to just shut it. They want to shut. It's off again. It's off. It's not a question of turning off electric. I'm not pulling out the plug. I'm not turning it off while it's on or something like that. Right now it's off, and we're dealing, of course, in a case whereby there's no numbers, there's no lights. A lot of these things, especially the more modern alarm clocks or whatever it is, or radios or whatever, you know, you have lights that go on and off, and you have a sound that's made or whatever. You have numbers that might change, but a regular simple, maybe from the older ones, like we said, and it's just like a button you push down or something along those lines, like a little lever or whatever. So, and the status quo, you're not changing anything. It's not affecting anything at all. No numbers, no buttons, no electric, no nothing. Just the fact that you don't want it to go off in 6 o'clock in the morning. You forgot to turn it off. So he says, one who wishes to shut an alarm clock that is not digital, like we said, not digital, so that it will not ring on Shabbos, may do so. He brings this down from the Mishnah Halachas. Okay, another interesting thing he brings down, again, does the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos on page 122. It's an old machlokes. It's in reference to sprinklers. People have in their house a sprinkler, running a sprinkler system. It is a machlokes. It's a reference, obviously, on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it on. We're talking about somebody said it. It runs, right? It goes off on Shabbos. It goes off every day, whatever the case is, in the summertime. So Lemaisi does bring down, he brings down from various different poskim that, he says like that, one who wishes to run a sprinkler on Shabbos may, again, it was, right, it's set before, it's automatically set from before Shabbos, one who wishes to run a sprinkler on Shabbos may do so by setting it to go on during Shabbos. In other words, he set it from before Shabbos, go on Shabbos. However, the sprinkler, again, it's a machloikis, but I'm just mentioning the two sides. And a person should really ask in this situation. It's a little bit complicated. However, the sprinkler may only run in the backyard, according to some poskim. The sprinkler may only run in the backyard where it's not being seen by the public. It's a question of Maris Ayin over here. Is it like similar to possibly air conditioning or whatever? But again, it does get complicated in the backyard. It's much easier. Others permit, he does say it's possibly running the sprinkler even in front of the house. It is questionable. But one should ask. One should really ask, especially if they are, they have to run sprinkler systems in the front of the house. It could be, it depends on the place where they live. You know, it's a problem of Maris Ayin, but other issues also possibly. So it depending again where they live, how it's run and the way it's run and so on. But be it as it may, bottom line is in the backyard it is a little bit easier. So that's what he brings down the Maisa, that running in the backyard will not be seen by the public is easier. There are quite a number of Paiskim. Running in front of the house, definitely one should ask before they do it, depending again where they live and so on, if it's Taka a problem. They have to ask their Rav before they actually do it. Now, I just want to say also in reference to that, he does bring down the Sefer Shabbos Home, the Sefer Hilchot Shabbos, Taka quotes the Sefer Shabbos Home, but be it as it may, he brings down that he heard from Rav Moshe. As far as I know, it's not really printed, but he said he heard from Rav Moshe that it is allowed, one is permitted to have an automatic water sprinkler, water the grass on Shabbos, again, set from before and so on. However, the Paiskim, he brings down again from Rav Moshe, do advise that the sprinkler should be turned off before Shabbos because it's running into a Zilzal Shabbos, a question of Zilzal Shabbos, and especially if it's in the public, in front of other people, besides possibly Maris Ayin, it's a bigger Zilzal Shabbos. So again, if a person should ask if they need the sprinkler system, for whatever the reason is, preferably turn it off before Shabbos, and that's it. Why does it have to bedafka water the grass on Shabbos? But if somebody needs, or whatever the situation is, it's been very dry, or whatever the case is, and these type of things. So a person should ask before they actually have their sprinkler system running, and especially if it's in front of the house where there much many more people are going to see. Now, there are a few things as we go through this, obviously, with the appliances and so on, that I'm not going to talk about. I just want to mention it, and the person, if need be, if it applies to them, they should ask their Rav how to work it, because it gets very complicated. One of those things is fax machines. People today, I don't know how much it's negay. A lot of people, it's in general, you have email, right? Now, modern day, but there used to be fax machines, and many people still have used fax machines, for example, like in business, getting orders, and they have to fax something. Not faxing on Shabbos. Obviously, you're not allowed to fax on Shabbos, but in reference to leaving it on, receiving faxes, receiving orders on Shabbos, through the fax machine and so on. And then there's a whole question about the reference to with Eretz Yisrael. The Sefer Hilchot Shabbos brings down also reference to receiving from Eretz Yisrael rather than sending to Eretz Yisrael, and it could sometimes involve Jewish people who are not from, who are involved in these things on the other end, possibly. So there, when it comes to fax machines, whether it's a reference to, you know, orders, business, or whatever, whether it's a reference to a person, personal fax machines, and who's on the other end, and what's happening, and leaving on the fax machine to get the orders, and these things, a person has to ask the Rav what to do, how to do in their own situation, what has to be done. So that's really the best thing. If a person could turn off the fax machine before Shabbos and it's not working at all, of course, obviously goes without saying, that's the best thing. But sometimes there's a certain need for it in certain cases. Again, not a person using the fax machine. That's not what we're talking about. Nobody's allowed to use a fax machine, but leaving it on and receiving and so on and these type of things, especially when it comes to business, one has to be extremely careful and talk to a Rav in reference to how to work it. Because even if a fax orders come through, it's a problem reading it, right? For example, you have Shtari Hedyotis. We're not going to get into that right now. There's a whole, the person's not allowed to read bank statements and business orders and these type of things on Shabbos. That's a whole separate Isser in Hilchot Shabbos. So that's also part of it. So it gets very, very complicated. One has to ask if they need a fax machine for whatever reason to be somehow, working by itself on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.